Talk Live Friday edition, kicking off hour two. Ian here with you.
And Mark,
toll free, 800-259-9231. You talk about what you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. And that is the Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231 for all your voice over IP needs, Packet8.net. Last hour we were talking about, well, actually it was a fairly long conversation that started out about freak dancing, as they call it, which has been banned from an Orange County high school, which led into a discussion of the origins of teenage over-sexuality in the United States, which I believe to be a direct result of sexual suppression. That is, parents just not talking to kids in an honest way about sex. In fact, I believe some parents just aren't honest with themselves about sex. And that's probably a result of their parents not talking with them honestly about sex. And that is, and it's, you know, it's a simple message. Sex is fun. Sex is healthy. And it's good as long as you're safe about it. If you're not safe, then it can be very, very dangerous. And it can be very harmful.
Deadly.
Deadly, even. Detrimental to one's life. So you have to be very careful with it. But I think it's foolish to believe that, well, if we just ban all sexual films, if we just ban all sex on television and in the movies and ban pornography, if we just ban all of this and ban dirty dancing, it'll all just go away. And then our kids will be pure forever. Pure forever until they get married. And then they can have sex all they want. Of course, they don't know anything about it. But, I mean, it's just total fantasy to believe that that's going to be the case. Just as it's total fantasy to believe that your silly laws are going to stop kids from smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, doing drugs, or doing anything else that the law supposedly prevents them from doing. But people just don't, they just can't get over their desire to pass more laws. They seem to believe that this stuff works. And it doesn't. In fact, it has the opposite of its intended of the intended effects. Kids are getting, in the United States, kids are getting pregnant at a higher rate, at a much higher rate, twice as high as the most sexualized teens in European countries. In fact, many European countries, a far, far lower rate of teenage pregnancy than the United States. Now, teenage in Europe, you can flip on the TV at night in prime time, the family hour, as they call it in the United States. There's hardcore sex on TV there.
Oh, I don't know about hardcore sex. When I was there, you saw naked people.
Okay.
Topless women.
Don't they have sex, though, too? I've heard they do.
Okay, well, I didn't see
maybe
any.
It depends on where you are.
I was in Italy, and I would imagine that
there's a lot of it there. They've got sex vending machines in Italy.
What do you buy out of a sex vending machine?
A porno.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like sex is a verb.
Like a snack machine. Yeah, okay, gotcha. Like a snack machine, except for pornos. They've got those.
Okay.
They don't have those here. I'm not saying that we should have those here in the United States. All I'm saying is that we should be more open to talking about these things. Because if we would just inform kids instead of keeping them in the dark, maybe they would understand this a little bit better. Maybe they wouldn't be as likely to get involved in dangerous activity, uninformed activity. I mean, there are programs that the government pays for with your taxpayer dollars to encourage kids to not have sex at all. They're called abstinence programs, and they absolutely do not work. You tell kids not to have sex just like you tell kids to not touch the hot stove, and they're going to touch the hot stove, and they're going to have sex. I want to go to the phones. Let's talk to Abe in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Abe.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'm just wondering, I found the statistics about the difference between Europe and America very interesting. You know, I've always kind of wondered about, specifics on, parental age, at what age people are starting families and that sort of thing, and the differences. And I've kind of gotten the impression, with the more socially conservative folks, despite the fact that they push family, is a big thing, the conservative Republican Party in that way, they make that a big deal. But they seem to be, been against this stuff. They more or less push kids to have, families at older and older ages, it seems, because they're pushing, college education and all this stuff. And they're just no time. It used to be, I think if we look back in history, that people had families at much, much younger ages. It's just not natural in some ways.
Wait. I'm a little confused about what you're saying. You're saying that It's not natural to wait until you have a to wait until you're older to have a family?
Well, yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute. That's not fair. Because even though nature may dictate, you may be right as far as nature is concerned. I mean, nature dictates that teenage girls are indeed the most, you know, fertile and essentially, as I understand it, you know, that's we only used to live until 35 and 40 at the most, so 15 to 20 was middle-aged several hundred years ago.
Yeah,
so
I'm not sure.
By nature,
women are still growing. I mean, like they're filling out their bodies until 18. I don't think that, you know, young teenage girls are, you know, ripe for getting pregnant. I think that they should, you know, the best times are probably in their early 20s.
But what he's saying, though, is true in that in teenage, late teenage years, they're pretty much at their peak as far as having babies is concerned. So is it natural? Okay, maybe. Does that make it the right thing to do or the best thing to do? Heck no! We've managed to surpass what nature's, I guess, length of time was supposed to be that we're supposed to live for, extended it from 35 to 70 now, and growing and getting longer. And so, no, we shouldn't be doing what's natural. We should do what's right for the creation of wealth and for a long and happy life. And if you want to have a long, happy, wealthy life, you shouldn't be having kids until you are financially secure on your own, until you're able to make the decision to say, okay, yeah, I got my house, you know, my cars, they're paid for, now I can have a kid. You absolutely shouldn't be having a kid before the age of 26, and in my opinion, 30, unless you're absolutely prepared for it.
Oh, I think people should have kids when they want to have kids.
Okay, I see what you're saying, Mark, but they might want to have a kid when they're on their, you know, right before their period and they're ovulating. Plenty of girls get baby crazy at that time, and that's not exactly the right time to have a kid.
I'm not sure that I entirely agree with what you're saying.
You don't agree that girls get baby crazy?
Well, they do, and they're supposed to.
Right, because it's natural,
well,
right?
And you're saying that somehow that it's not a good thing to have babies in your early 20s.
No, it's not.
I would entirely disagree. You know, some people want to have babies in their early 20s, and they should be able to do that.
Yeah, okay. I'm not saying they should be prevented by law. I'm not going to stop them.
I think your advice isn't that great. I mean,
wait until what's wrong with the advice that I'm giving out? Wait until you're ready? Wait until you've got enough wealth built up? What? Jump the gun and have kids before you even got a bank account?
You're more likely to have a healthy child if you have it in your early 20s.
Abe, your thoughts?
I think that part of the rub is our increase in age and also the change in the way the market works. People are not able to, you know, get good jobs. I think these days it's pushed that you have to have some elitist, you know, college education, and you just can't go out and find, you know, a good apprenticeship and learn a skill easily anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think people should go out and have kids till, you know, they're in their 20s or, you know, closer to 30 or whatever necessarily either, especially the way as long as we're living these days. But it seems that there's kind of a double standard when it comes to some of that stuff with the more socially conservative folks.
And the double standard is what exactly? Can you run that by me again?
Well, they seem to push that, you know, the whole family thing. And a lot of times they do, to a certain extent, I guess, the families kind of, you know, deal with, you know, issues internally in the family and mm-hmm. such. If there's that kind of problems. But, you know, when they try to push it on other people, it becomes an issue when, you know, there's not you know, a free market out there where people can easily take of their kids and still learn and get a good education or learn a good skill set, you know, at the right time for them.
Very good, Abe. Thank you for the call. You deal with your family, I'll deal with mine. 800-259-9231, that is the Packet-A toll-free line. Look, Mark, if you believe the right time for a girl to have a baby is 21, okay, you might be right as far as nature is concerned. But we've also got medical technology that makes it so having a baby at 28 or 30 isn't a big deal anymore.
It's not a big deal, but you're still statistically more likely to have a healthy child if you have it in your early 20s.
Are you really seriously advising people who are 21 have children?
Everybody is different.
You are out of your mind. 800-259-9231. You think Mark's right about this? It's Free Talk Live.
1-800-Flowers.com wants to remind you Thanksgiving is November the 23rd. Try the Harvest Glow centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers, either as a gift or to decorate your table this Thanksgiving. The small is $49.99, and the large is just $59.99. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts delivered same day, any day. Use code FTL to save 10% on your next order. That's FTL for a 10% savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line, that's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Although the features on the site are for free, the bulletin board system included, that's over 140,000 posts that await you there on the BBS and over 1,200 people interacting. Lots of fun stuff and serious issues to be discussed there, all for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As I'm still not done with this, Mark, considering the outrageous
suggestion that you made in the last segment. You suggested that people should get pregnant and have kids and in their early 20s, should they want to.
Should they want to. That's correct.
Yeah. Well, if that's what they want to do, I'm certainly not going to stop them. But I think it's pretty sad that you're encouraging that sort of behavior, Mark.
I think it's sad.
Just because you want to have a 21-year-old girl you can knock up doesn't mean that that's the right thing for people to do when they're in that age.
I think it's sad that you think for a second that the way you think about the world is the right way.
Okay, let's look at it. Let's look at it in reality's terms, Mark. When kids get out of high school, many of them go off to college. Presuming they haven't been knocked up at age 18, they'll probably go off to college because
some don't.
Well, according to statistics, if you do get knocked up before you get out of high school, you're much less likely, for obvious reasons, to not move on to any sort of secondary education. So let's presume you get out of high school without getting knocked up, and you move on to college, and you're in the midst of your college career when you whoopsie. You get all pregnant, and then life completely changes. In fact, now, are you saying that people should plan their pregnancies at 21, or that they should just go ahead and have the kids if they happen to get pregnant at 21?
Well, I think you know as well, and I think you understand that I would say that people that are very much for having kids when they're young and plan it out and have a lifestyle set up for that. My cousin did it, and she had... I think three kids by the time she was 26.
Yeah.
One of them was
who paid for all that?
Special. Her husband and her family.
Oh, and her family.
So what?
I see.
Her parents wanted her to have kids. That's what they wanted. I mean,
well,
everybody was in agreement.
Great. You get to have some kids, and that's your life.
That's what they want. That's what some people want for their lives, Ian.
Look, if that's
some
what you
people want to have kids.
Well,
people that have kids say it's extraordinarily fulfilling.
Yeah, well, you may be right about that, but that's also something they tell themselves. I know a guy who's in his late 40s, and he has two kids. And he would tell you to your face, and he absolutely believes it, that he loves his kids.
Sure.
They're a great part of his life. But he would also tell you that he would, if he had the opportunity to do it all over again, no way in hell would he have those kids.
So he's dissatisfied with his life.
No,
what
he's
difference
not,
does
not,
that make?
Not at this point. He likes what he's got, but he believes it would have been better had he not had kids at an early age.
Many, many people have kids without having gone to college. They, you know, the wife stays home, takes care of the kids, and, you know, that's the life they want, and they should be able to have it if they want it.
If that's what they want, fine. If that's what you want, I think you should reconsider it, because if you want a wealthy life, if you want a life where you're able to raise your kids to where you've actually got, you know, a little leeway, maybe a little bit of extra money at the month instead of scraping together the bills and having to go and talk to mommy and daddy and grandma and grandpa to get the, you know, get a subsidy in order so you can raise your kids. If you're looking for a life where you can be self-sufficient on your own or with your partner, then maybe you should really consider heeding my advice instead of doing what Mark suggests, and that is just go ahead and get yourself knocked up before you're even out of college.
I say if you wait for the right time financially, it's never going to be the right time.
What are you talking
about?
And
why would you ever take advice about having kids from somebody who has a vasectomy at age 23?
This is sensible advice, Mark,
okay.
And I'm sure plenty of our listeners agree with it. What, my advice is for some reason less applicable than your advice, Mr. 35-year-old? I've never had kids either.
Well,
who are you?
Because I don't want them.
Okay, well, nor have I. And I am sure that I won't have kids.
Then why would you assume to give advice to people about waiting?
I'm talking about people who want to have kids and why it's better to have them when you're prepared to have them.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry,
what I'm telling you is you're never going to be prepared. You can never have enough money.
What are you talking about?
You can never have enough money.
Then why would anybody have kids?
Because they are motivated to have kids.
Well, kids cost money, Mark.
I don't want
to pay welfare for these kids. Do you?
I would totally agree. Each one of them costs $250,000 apiece, according to the statistics.
So why wouldn't you want to wait until you have money?
Well, you very well should have $1 million in the bank if you're going to have kids.
So?
So nobody's ever going to have $1 million in the bank, Ian.
You and I both know that $250,000 is over an 18-year time span, so you don't need to have it all at once. However, how is it you can make the claim that you're never going to be ready to have kids?
Because
you think people are completely incapable of planning their lives? Look, not everybody lives on the edge like you, Mark. Some people actually look into the future and make plans for themselves.
I
don't think people can stick to their plans and their goals. What? You're just insulting people here at this point.
All I'm telling you is that if you're saying you've got to have enough money, that's not
That's not good advice, because you can never have the right amount of money. You can never be far enough in your career. You can never have saved
enough
money.
Why not? Why can't you set a goal and say, I need to have this
amount
of money?
It's an goal.
No, it's not. You say, I need to have this amount of money per year coming in to have a kid.
How much?
I haven't done the research to determine what that number is, but I would presume that if you were going to want to have a kid, you could do that sort of research.
Lots of people have kids.
$10,000 a year?
Lots of people have kids below the poverty line.
Yeah, and then they go on welfare.
Look,
and then they go to mommy and daddy and grandma and grandpa.
So what if they
like
go to their
cousin
family?
Did?
So what?
And have them kick
so
in.
What?
So what? It makes them irresponsible little brats who have kids. That's why. That's what the problem is.
I think what you're saying is ridiculous.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous that
let's
you're
just
encouraging
have nothing
people.
But 35-year-olds having kids around.
You're encouraging people to get knocked up when they're not ready. And that's ridiculous.
How dare you? I'm telling you that you can never be ready. You can never have enough money.
That's,
you can never be far enough in your career.
Insult. You're also insulting anybody out there who's ever set a goal for themselves. You can't ever be ready. Huh, you don't know what your life's all about.
Once they've reached that goal, they realize, wow, there's still things for me to achieve.
Uh-huh.
I guess I better not have kids. I still have things to achieve.
Okay, now that's total supposition on your part, and you've got absolutely nothing to back it up.
And you, what do you have behind?
I know how to set goals, and when I reach certain goals, I can reward myself. So if I were to set a goal that I want to have a kid by the age of 30, provided I'm making a certain amount of money, then I would go ahead and decide to do that.
But you can't even tell me what you think that amount of money should be.
That's because I don't want to have kids. So what? You think I can just think it up on the spot? I would expect that somebody who is considering a serious life-changing event, like adding a child to their life, would consider this a little more seriously than, well, I need a $35,000 a year.
Look,
just pull a number out of the hat.
Look, kids... The cost of kids changes. I mean, it's all different. You can feed them
for inflation. Then
you can feed them you can feed them generic food. You can feed them
uh-huh.
gourmet food.
Yeah.
You can clothe them in Tommy Hilfiger. You can clothe them in regular clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, costs are different.
Okay, each individual can make their own decision.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? That people can make a decision when
that's
they have
what
kids?
I've been saying the whole time.
Oh please,
that's what I've been saying the whole time.
Wait.
Yeah, that's my suggestion, Mark, because it makes sense. Because if you do it when you don't have enough wealth built up, then you have to go to either the taxpayers via welfare or mommy and daddy.
My advice is make a plan and,
now you're advising people plan?
Sure.
That's what I've been saying all along.
No, you're just telling people you shouldn't have kids until you have a freaking $1 million in
that's
the bank.
That's not what I said.
That's what it sounds like you're
I
saying
said,
to me.
I said wait until you're financially secure.
Able. Yes.
That's right.
Who's financially secure? Financially secure is a fiction.
What?
It's fiction.
What are you talking about?
Look, your house could burn down, your cars could all break in one day, your spouse could die. Financially secure is fiction.
More's on the way. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. If you think braking up is hard to do, how about braking down? I'm no expert on the first one, but I do know a thing or two about the second. When I come back, I'll tell you about the heartbreak.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Breaking up and breaking down. Both leave you feeling alone and can cost you lots of money. According to a survey of 1,500 motorists, 28% suffered loneliness of the roadside variety while waiting for a tow truck. The number one culprit? Neglected routine maintenance. Yes, while most of the stranded admitted they were familiar with manufacturer's schedule maintenance, half confessed they were guilty of neglect. So to prevent breaking up and breaking down, treat your honey and your car to a little TLC. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away. And that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, meaning that they're proving that they listen to the show in the picture. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And, of course, ladies, you are invited to become part of the Shrine, to become a Free Talk Live Shriner. As we go to the phones and to the fun, to the amplifier line, and Rob in Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I'm just hearing you guys talk about this stuff, and I agree with both of your points somewhat, and I think kind of to tie it back to the main theme of your show, my general rule of thumb is that anytime you see a human problem, which is fairly widespread and isn't obviously caused by a natural disaster, you can usually assume that government is behind it.
I would agree with you.
This is actually no exception. I think that one of the reasons, Ian, why you're thinking the way that you're thinking about having children later has to do with the warping of the market caused by government schools, massive government subsidies of higher education, and government interference in the market so that people really can't be established and successful by the time they're in their early 20s when a woman is more physically better prepared to have a child. A woman, I believe, medically should have a child prior to the age of 27, I think is the best advice that I've seen doctors.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an excellent point. I hadn't even thought about that. For instance, if what you're saying is if we had private education, we did not have government schools dumbing down kids, keeping them essentially adult children up until they get out of college, if we didn't have these adult children, these illiterates graduating from high school, then we could actually have people, kids with currently a high school education at maybe age 11 or 12 getting out and graduating college
at
14.
Absolutely. I think that absent all the government interference, just about any 18-year-old you find would be ready to have a family in the society which would involve.
Yeah, and that 18-year-old would have been probably in the workforce for 5, 6, 7 years.
Very well could be. But I think that is definitely one issue. And then also, Ian, I think that you are making a bit too much of an emphasis on the maximization of wealth. Now, if that is a major thing in your life, then you probably should avoid having children. You definitely should evaluate your opportunity cost in terms of when you're going to have your children. But it depends on, where your head is, really. There are people who value having a family to such an extent that is one of the areas in which their happiness lies. The same thing that drives people who might live a life of, where they're doing a lot of charitable work, maybe not maximizing their wealth, but that's maximizing their happiness. There are people like that.
I totally understand that. And if that's what they want to do with their lives, just pump out babies and raise kids, then that's fine. They should be able to do that. But don't come to me looking for a handout when that's what you've chosen to do. You should be absolutely able to handle that.
I completely concur with that.
So when I say you should be able to handle, when I say you should be able to handle having kids, then that means that you should keep it to your darn self. And if you can't handle it, that means you do need a little bit more wealth first. That's all. I'm not saying you have to go crazy and generate.
I completely agree with you. I also agree with Mark in the sense that, and this is something that I have definitely experienced and talked to many people about as well. That if you make it up in your mind that you're going to wait until you're financially ready, you really won't do it. I mean, that's just the way it works out. You just won't.
Why do you think that is?
Something financially that's missing before you have that child. I mean, it just won't happen. Everybody I know who had children, even the people who waited for some sort of they say you never get to that point. There's always something because the drive to make money, and there's always something missing financially. People, it's the nature of people to always want to improve themselves, and there's always something that's just not.
I could see the point that I could see that would absolutely back that up is that people tend to spend their incomes. But if they didn't spend their incomes, I could absolutely see people meeting financial goals and going ahead with that.
Well,
people would just get over that spend factor.
I don't think most people set goals for when they're going to have kids. They just say, I'm going to hold off until I'm financially ready, like you've given that advice.
Right, that's not good. That's not good. My advice was setting specific goals. And then you asked me, well, what should the goal be? And I said, well, I'm not setting those
goals. Your advice wasn't that until I started arguing with you. And then, it began to firm up.
Okay, well, there you go. That's still my advice.
It's my advice, too. Set a goal and go for it. I mean, if you don't, but, don't set your goal too high. I don't think that it matters that much. I don't think you have to be rich to have kids.
Obviously not. But you should at least be comfortable. Do you agree, Robert?
Well, I definitely think that you should have some money in the bank. I mean, you shouldn't be living from hand to mouth and then trying to bring another mouth in there to try to feed. I mean, that wouldn't be fair to you. Or the child.
Nor is it fair to mom or dad or grandma and grandpa. I mean, you can say all you want about how some families encourage children and everything like that, but still, I think that people would get a much better sense of self-worth if they could do it by themselves.
I mean, I would agree with that. I don't think that most people most people grow up in an environment where you actually are going to be having children, quote unquote, by yourself. I mean, it's always expected. At least in my family, was that grandparents do help out with certain aspects, not in terms of providing money or having the kids stay there for a long time, but going to grandma for the
summer. Well, that's absolutely
the kids every so often.
That's the family thing, sure, and that's understandable. But it seems to me that the earlier you have kids in life, if you're 17, then an undue burden is going to go on to mom and grandma. If you're 21,
yeah, unless you were, Michael Dell being like a millionaire by the time you're 17.
Exactly. And which, as you pointed out at the beginning of your call, and I thought it was great, and Rob, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. As you pointed out, if we would just get the government out of education, we'd have mature kids in their early to mid-teens. We'd have kids graduating college at 15, 14, 16, people with master's degrees probably at 18. I mean, seriously.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt for a second that if you allowed the free market to get involved in education, that people would graduate high school at different times, that they would go through college at different times.
Because
they would certainly be able to.
Today what you have is a bunch of adult children. These kids are, a lot of them just illiterate when they get out of high school. Some of them move on to college. where they're babied, and we talked about the helicopter parents not long ago, these parents that sort of hover over their children's lives to protect them from the schools and the jobs, and, oh, we got to take care of our kids all the way up till they're 30. So it's encouraging these kids to be irresponsible. They're shielded from the real world. Some of these kids are graduating college with absolutely no idea what the real world is all about. If we could get them into the real world by the time they're 14 instead of by the time they're 24, that would give them such a greater opportunity to create wealth for themselves. And you can sideline wealth if you want, but wealth is a variety of different factors. In some people's lives, kids could be considered wealth, okay? Wealth has a lot to do with...
In an agrarian society, that would be true.
Even more so, yes, you're right. Let's go to the phones. Kate in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Am I on?
You are. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to you guys talk about having children, and I just have to put a stop to it. First of all,
okay.
Because you're both right. I think that you can have children when you're 20 and you can have children when you're 30, and it all has to do with your work ethic. For a lot of people, having children changes their lives. And even if they're 20 or 21 or 22, they become the type of person that they always wanted to be, and in turn, a great parent and able to provide for themselves. So I think you were yelling at each other a little while ago, and I'm standing here in the kitchen with my children thinking.
What a bunch of idiots.
Right. Well,
exactly.
That's if you can take care of yourself at 21. And a lot of these kids don't even know about paying rent yet at 21. I mean, look at
right,
the kids we kicked out of this house, Mark.
You learn that real fast, though, when you have a child. You learn it real fast. If you're 21 years old and you have a child, you learn it real fast.
Oh, I agree with you because
you're highly
motivated. Yeah, I mean, you're thrown to the wolves. But I don't know if that's the best way to learn it.
Well,
you will learn it.
Most people do.
That's true.
They
most kids are accidents.
Good parents, regardless of their age.
And I don't know if all of them learn to be good parents. Some of them were abused by their parents, and they pass on that abuse, and it's really sad. Thank you for the call, Kate. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Are you ready for the retail war? We'll tell you about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan Gourmet Salt and Healy Bath Salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and they also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away. freetalklive.com. Hey, Mark, I was looking at the Podcast Alley Top 10 and shocked. I was shocked to see that we are within striking distance now of the number one show. Now, this is really unusual. The number of votes we've gotten this month is the highest number of votes we've gotten in as many months as I can recall. We're well over 800 votes the last time I looked.
Wow.
And the other shows only got 800-something votes as well. Again, this was yesterday or the day before that I looked, so it might have gone up a little bit since then.
Us crying for votes sure worked.
Well, Downsized DC definitely stepped forward and came through for us. Our listeners, of course, come through every single month. But what we need to do right now is everybody who has voted at vote.freetalklive.com, see what you can do to get to convince another person to vote for Free Talk Live. Just see if you can get some of your online friends or email buddies or something like that, family members, to head over to vote.freetalklive.com.
Wow, it's only 60 votes.
Yeah, that's not a big difference at all. So with that sort of a difference, we're going to be pushing it all the way to the end of the month. See if we can finish this month at number one for the first time ever.
That would be great.
It would be awesome. It is within our grasp. And if you go to vote.freetalklive.com, you can help us out. And this is important because if we're number one, and we're number two, and that's good, but if we're number one, even more people will come and listen to this program and therefore be exposed to the message of freedom and liberty, and that's only a good thing.
Yep.
So head over to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. Well, good news coming up. I mean, we're talking about being parents and everything. There's good news for parents and everybody else that's going to be doing some shopping this holiday season. But first, we're going to the phones, to the fun, Matt in Israel. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Matt. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, I was wondering, I listen to the show passionately, and I follow it every week, and I heard you, Ian, you said something that I found really, I really identify with. You said that you want to live your life as a good person and not to harm anyone else in your way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember something like that?
Yeah, that's generally sort of a libertarian philosophy, sure.
Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, what do you feel about animal rights?
Well, we've actually discussed this recently on the show. As far as animals having rights, I'm not sure if animals have rights. I'm not even sure if humans have rights. I'm not sure about the whole rights concept in general, but where were you going with that line of questioning?
Well, I was just wondering, I mean, don't you think that I'm vegan myself, personally, so to me, to consider eating an animal is kind of violating her. I do see that they have rights, and I do think that human beings have rights. I don't think that it's right to kill someone, so I don't think it's right to kill an animal.
Is it right for an animal to kill another animal?
Well, that's something different. They're animals. We're not.
Oh, I see. So there is a difference then.
Well,
yeah, there is a difference. Well, let me explain to you why. It's a question of accepting a certain amount of faith, not religious faith, but mm-hmm. I do believe that human beings are capable of rising above their nature as when animals are not. I mean, animals are animals. We are more intelligent than that, so shouldn't we use that intelligence to good purposes? That's the way I see it.
I understand what you're saying, and your choice is perfectly viable, and it's one that I've thought about a great deal. But mm-hmm. at the same time, if my cat, Senior Grouchy Pants, was big enough, he'd eat me for dinner. And
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, he absolutely would. And I think that puts us on a different scale, like that in the sense that, you know, we're on a, I don't even know how to describe it, a nature, you know, an as nature scale with animals, whereas with humans, we have to treat them as though we would want to be treated. I mean, mm-hmm. if you apply the one to the other, then they're not going to reapply it to you. The expectation that I have in applying, you know, the golden rule to you is that you will, in fact, reapply it to me. And once you don't, then I don't apply it to you anymore. I put you in jail.
Yeah, I can understand it. But, I mean, if you take, I mean, most of the animals we eat won't eat us. I mean, a cow won't eat you.
Understood. But they live in the world
state
of nature.
It's a state of nature, yeah. So basically, I like what tastes good, and I'm going to eat what tastes good. And I've tasted vegetarian food, and I've seen vegan food, and I have just no interest in that. And animals make my life better. We can test products on animals without putting humans in jeopardy. We can use animals to feed ourselves and enjoy life better. And if that's, you know, to me, that's not a problem. I don't have any issue with that. Would I be out there snapping chickens' necks? No. Would I be out there slaughtering cows? No. It's not for me. Not interested in doing that. I like mm-hmm. animals. I like dogs and cats. And I used to have a dog and very protective of her. And I would be absolutely outraged if someone were to bring harm to her, but the reason for that is because she's my dog, and I own her. Now, how do you feel about owning animals as a vegan?
Well, I'm not like, you won't find me in PETA or anything. I'm completely against those guys.
Okay.
Those guys are fanatics, but I am the owner of my dog, yeah. I have
That's
a
good.
Beautiful dog, and I am her owner because I feed her, and I give her shelter, and I give her everything. But so I'm not obsessive about that. I'm not viewing animals as complete equals to human beings because that's not the case. We're more intelligent. We're more strong. I mean, just look at the fact that we can even do those things to animals. I mean, we can sure. have a mass industry of murder for animals because we are more powerful than them. It's just a matter of, you know, using the way you use your power. That's the way I view it.
Sure, and some alien race could come here, you know, next week and start slaughtering humans wholesale because
yeah,
they're
sure.
more powerful than us. And, oh, well, what you gonna do? That's life, man. It's the food chain. That's how it works. And I'm sorry, I just couldn't possibly bring myself to start eating as a vegetarian, let alone a vegan. That stuff is just, ugh. Tasteless.
Well, you just didn't taste it right, I have to say. You just didn't taste it right. You didn't prepare your food well. But
Now vegan means you don't believe in molesting animals for food, too, right? You don't eat eggs, you don't eat milk.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So what do you have against molesting animals?
What do you mean when you say molesting?
Well, I mean, you don't eat eggs and you don't eat milk.
It's
no animal has died in the production of an egg or milk.
Oh, but it's a terrible suffering. And believe me, I live in a rural area. I can see the places where they milk the cows.
My uncle had a dairy farm. I grew up just down the street from a dairy farm.
I can tell you,
you could smell it on a good day.
Yeah, I can tell you, I grew up here, and things have changed dramatically. If you were to talk to me about milk 10 years ago, it wouldn't be the same today. Today, the way that it's industrialized, it is terrible.
What about the free-range whole milk that you can get from farms nearby? Would you drink that? You know, where a farmer, you know, hooks a cow up to a little silver thing and
they aren't encaged.
Right.
They're able to walk around.
I never heard about that.
It's just normal milk. To me, milk is gotten from cows that walk out of the dairy during the day. They walk back in. They're milked by a little silver machine that, you know, sucks on the teats and gets the milk out. That's what I've seen.
It gives them infections. What's that problem?
Well, okay, this may be a problem with some dairy places, but it's certainly not a problem with all of them. And if it is a problem, then it should be done. It should be gotten rid of on a boycott basis to outline those.
That's what
companies.
He's doing. He's boycotting.
He's boycotting.
I am boycotting.
But are you doing it publicly? Are you targeting?
He told us he's a vegan.
But wait a minute. But see, the problem is you're not targeting specific companies. You're just saying all milk is bad.
Because I do believe that is my belief. Look, I'm not.
So is it
that,
so? But if that's your belief, then you're saying that it's not possible to milk a cow in a safe fashion.
Maybe it is. The point is, it's not safe now, and it is a general problem. Look, and for me, for me personally, yeah, I don't feel comfortable with. It is to some degree an exploitation of animals. And that's my belief. Look, I'm not going out and, you know, and protesting and shutting out farmers out of business. I live next to them. They're in my community.
Right.
I know that you have two sides to the issue. I mean,
What I was going to suggest was that if you could find a farmer that does treat their animals in a way that you believe is okay, that you would promote their business, that you would use their products and help them succeed.
Look, I can tell you something. My neighbor, he raises cows. You know, he has a, I don't know how you call it. I lost the word in English.
Ranch?
You
got to wrap this up in like 30 seconds.
No problem. Well, I can tell you one thing. He's a good guy. He's a really decent guy. And I talked to him, and he said this to me, I know it's brutal. I see it every day. I know it's brutal, but what can I do? You know, this is what my dad did. This is the way we make a living. And this is just the way it is. So basically, that is the way it is.
I think if more people were demanding that it was less brutal, you would see less brutality. You would see a change in the industry.
Just like they have the dolphin safe nets out there.
Right. But if you just go away and you don't buy the products at all, then you're not going to make a big difference because everybody else is going to continue buying milk because they don't see the process and they aren't concerned with it. And by ignoring it and supporting the vegan companies, you're not supporting the milk providers that are doing things on a safe basis. And I find it hard to believe that they're all hurting their cows. I find that hard to believe. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Hour number three is on the way. The retail price war kicking off for the holiday season. More details coming up. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
People.